Before Ted Lasso uttered, "That's a mighty fine sports drink." In the early days with Nate the Great, most of the populace may not have known there was a nuanced understanding of electrolyte drinks. Sports drinks like Gatorade have long been used in professional sports to keep athletes hydrated. In the age of climate change, hydration, or having enough water in our system, has become a topic of discussion for all of us. Sold to us literally in the form of so many water bottles, water flavoring, and the perfect shape of ice cube, hydration has the power to help us all. Adequate hydration keeps us well. Drinking fluids keeps our digestion moving. Our body's cooling system, perspiring when we're hot, works well when we're properly hydrated. Hydration can even keep headaches away. Listening to your body to let you know when you need water usually works. However, it takes focus to tune into our body's cues. You have to listen carefully to hear early thirst. Some folks carry large water bottles with the amount they intend to drink in a full day to help them ensure their water intake. Other water bottles have the time to drink labeled on the bottle. Alarms reminding people to have their next glass of liquid are another way to get your fluids. Perhaps the most common Gen Z strategy is just to always have your water bottle with you for frequent sipping. Most of us can keep hydrated with water. Whether the water is in the form of a glass from the tap or carbonated in a can, drinking enough water can be simple. However, there are instances where people need more than water. Getting your hydration from foods like juicy grapes, cucumbers, and melons gives needed fluids and vitamins and minerals. Athletes whose sports happen in the hot weather may need their water to include some electrolytes as well. Making your own sports mix is easy and can be economical. Registered dietitian Natalie Rizzo uses recipes that include carbohydrates, potassium, and sodium. For instance, try her following recipe. 1 cup of coconut water, source of potassium. 1/4 cup of orange juice, source of carbohydrates. 1 pinch of salt, source of sodium. Local agencies in Guelph are focusing on hydration. In addition to offering cooling centers where people can come inside to cool off, many social service agencies are also offering hydration. Hope House has increased their usual offerings of coffee, tea, and cold water to include flavored water to help people drink more water during the hot weather. Underhoused folks are clearly more exposed to the weather, often spending both day and night outdoors. The science shows us that some medication makes us more vulnerable to the sun's rays, causing reactions to the sun or being at increased risk of dehydration. Combine the effects of living rough and using medications and the summer weather can be a challenging combination. Sanguine's Health Van is well known in Guelph and Wellington County. On a regular schedule, the van visits many locations offering an assortment of supplies. Sanguine's website shares that the van connects community members with harm reduction supplies, such as new drug gear, needle exchange, safer sex supplies, naloxone training and distribution, food, clothing hygiene items, and general education about safer drug use and how to use equipment in different and safe ways. The staff and volunteers offer respectful care to community members and are aware of the needs in the community. Recently, the health van has been in need of products to increase hydration. Your donations to Sanguine, be they water, electrolyte drinks, or financial, help keep people hydrated in what has already been a hot summer. Donations can be dropped off at their Guelph location at sanguine.com or email info@sanguine.com.